The state legislature has approved a $50 million package to protect against the economic fallout of the coronavirus. Yesterday, lawmakers struck the contingency deal and adjourned, at least temporarily. For now, they're planning on returning to the state capitol on April 13th to finish the business of this legislative session. But like so much right now, that obviously could change. With us now to talk about where we are and where lawmakers hope to be in a few weeks is Andrew Oxford of the Arizona Republic. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly did lawmakers agree to yesterday?
So yesterday, the House passed a deal that the Senate had approved on Thursday. This deal would allow the governor to use this $50 million for things like housing assistance. That could include payments to prevent evictions or foreclosures. The governor could also use the money to provide economic aid to small businesses with fewer than 50 employees, to nonprofit organizations, to healthcare providers. The governor could use the money, too, to help organizations like food banks or shelters serving people experiencing homelessness. But it's really going to be up to the governor.
And am I right that there were a number of other things that especially House Democrats were hoping that there would be some extra money for?
That's right. Senate Democrats said when this deal was unveiled on Thursday that this wasn't a perfect deal in their eyes. House Democrats definitely wanted to go further, too. This package, for example, calls on cities, towns, and counties to review eviction and foreclosure policies during this emergency to let residents stay in their homes. House Democrats wanted a temporary ban on evictions, foreclosures, utility shutoffs, and vehicle repossessions. And the House spent a lot of time, you know, engaged in these kind of procedural wranglings over what to do about those proposals. None of them ultimately got on. And it was ultimately the deal that the Senate moved forward with on Thursday.
So let's talk about what's being referred to as the skinny budget. What's in it? And maybe more importantly, what is not in it?
That's right. So on top of this $50 million, the legislature also approved kind of this basic budget plan, right? This is what will keep state government operating into the new fiscal year that starts in July. And it's, you know, that's the purpose of it, right? Is just if the legislature can't come back, doesn't come back, if they're not able to agree on a much bigger deal later, this at least keeps things going. It restores some education funding that the state had previously cut and has been phasing back in over the years. It also includes money for, you know, some kind of basic things like fixing locks at state prisons. That's been a subject of a lot of controversy and criticism in the corrections system. But generally, the budget doesn't have much that's new. There are no, you know, big new initiatives, no big new tax cuts, anything like that. Lawmakers are, you know, at this point, still planning on coming back later and passing more pieces to this budget if they do want to pass initiative, you know, kind of bigger programs. And I think that there's some hesitation, too, about, you know, putting too much in stone about next year's budget when clearly the economic situation is pretty volatile. You know, a really bad end to the tourism season here in Arizona, for example, means the state's going to have a lot less tax revenue. The financial picture for the state in the coming fiscal year is really unclear. And so to a certain extent, lawmakers don't quite know what they're working with in terms of money.
Andrew, just a few seconds left, but we talked about how the plan is to come back mid-April to finish the session. Any sense at the Capitol of how likely or unlikely it is that that'll actually happen?
I think that's why legislative leaders left some flexibility. If the House Speaker and the Senate President agree on coming back sooner than that or later than that, they can do that. I really just think there's a lot of uncertainty about who will be available to come back, how they could do that. And again, whether they'll have much better data at that point about what they're dealing with financially.
All right. That is Andrew Oxford with the Arizona Republic. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.